We present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Peter Jones, and Sheila Hancock in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. Hello and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And we're pleased to welcome back Sheila Hancock, who did so well last time that she was here. Once again, I'm going to ask them to speak, if they can, for just a minute on some subject that I will give them without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject on the card. And let us begin the show this week with Peter Jones. Peter, can you talk on the subject of a chairman's job?
No.
Now, tell us a few inside things as you keep going for 60 seconds, starting now.
Well, I do realize more than ever that it is an extremely difficult job.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, one has sometimes better people on the panel than others. Occasionally, they tend to talk all at the same time and laugh and make excuses for not being able to think of anything to say. On the other hand, it does...
Derek Nimmer, Judge.
Hesitation.
I would agree, Derek. You have a point for a correct challenge. You take over the subject of a chairman's job. There are 37 seconds starting now.
As one goes back to the fair city of Bath in the 18th century, Bone Ash and Brummel, all those wonderful people, and sees the chairman lifting up the sedan chairs, one at the front carrying two poles and the other at the back, with the flamboys in front striding along to the pump room or the assembly ditto, and there perhaps taking the waters and putting down these lovely C-H-A-I-R-S's. Sometimes in programs like this, one has today what one calls a chairman loosely. In fact, we have on this particular one a great, benign oaf who sits up there.
The whistle tells us that 60 seconds is up, and whoever is speaking then gets the extra point, and Derek Nimmo's oaf gets him a bonus point, and he's taken the lead. In fact, he's the only one who scored in that round. Kenneth, your turn to begin. The subject, oh, a very good one for this week, playing Just a Minute without Clement Freud. Can you talk on that subject for just a minute, starting now?
Well, it closely resembles, I've never stopped telling him, Edward VII. And the difficulty of playing without Clement Freud is that I cannot sit next to the aforementioned monarch. Now, doing so fills me with the splendor of a past era, the Edwardian, and to a certain extent, Mr. Freud is reminiscent of such a period in our life. It was a time we could all enjoy good food and lovely clothes. People dressed up much more than they do now. And of course, servants were plentiful. And you could...
Sheila Hancock has challenged.
You said people as though everybody lived like that. Well, they didn't. A lot of people didn't have any food at all in that period.
No, yeah, but I mean, to go into all that is to go into a social commentary.
Well, you're going into it.
We haven't got time for all that. We're just making one or two passing remarks.
The subject, actually, I'm surprised. I disagree with Sheila's challenge, so you get a point for an incorrect challenge and you keep the subject.
Thank you. A very good chairman. Quite right. Yeah. Very good. Yeah,
yeah. But before someone challenges you, Freud, let me warn you, the subject is playing Just a Minute without Clement Freud, not yes. The Edwardian
period. Yes, that's
period.
Right, darling. Yes, I'm with you, darling. Don't worry.
All right, lovely. keep going if you can for another 18 seconds, starting now.
Clement Freud always exudes, so to speak, an atmosphere of well-being. On the other hand...
Derek Nimmo, challenge.
He doesn't exude an atmosphere of well-being. I've never seen such a great big gloomy slug in all my life. Well-being. Miserable. Great bloodhound features sitting there week after week.
I'm not going to judge on the personality of one of our absent friends.
Put it to the audience.
I'm going to put it to the audience. Because after all, some people might agree with Kenneth that Clement Freud's quiet and somewhat lugubrious personality does exude a feeling of well-being. If you agree with what Kenneth just said about Clement Freud's well-being, you cheer for Kenneth. But if you agree with Derek Nimmo, you boo for him, and you all do it together now. Derek, I think they're with you. And against Freud, and against... So, Derek, you have a point and a correct challenge. 10 seconds. Playing Just a Minute without Clement Freud, starting now.
Playing Just a Minute without Clement Freud is absolutely delightful. A great dark shadow has gone out of my life. No longer do I have to look at that miserable beard and those tiny eyes.
Derry kept going again then with more ruderies, asked this time about Clement Freud, last time it was about me. Derek, it's with you to start. Oh. So would you take the subject now of rubies and talk on it for just a minute if you can, starting now?
I have known many rubies in my time, but I think first of all of Ruby Miller, former Gaiety girl, this great Edwardian beauty. I had a letter from an old Air Force officer, a gallant gentleman, who had visited her when she was playing The Little Bit of Fluff at the Criterion Theatre in 1915. He was going to France.
Peter Jones, a chap.
Little Bit of Fluff was at the Ambassador's Theatre.
How do you know?
Well, I have a sort of encyclopedic mind regarding some of these shows, and
you see how you say some of
photographic memory, and of course, it, there's no question about it.
Peter,
yes,
we'll give you a point for a very good try because it was a wonderful bit of bluff. And oh, Derek, you still have rubies, and you have 37 seconds starting now.
And Ruby gave him a pair of her silk stockings, which he tied to the stays of his aeroplane and flew it all over the enemy country for the rest
of the
war.
And Kenneth Williams.
Yeah, hesitation there,
yes,
I'm afraid.
Kenneth, you have a point for a correct challenge. You have 28 seconds on rubies starting now.
They are very precious gems and have adorned the neck of many a beautiful woman. And the other thing to be said about the aforesaid jewel rubies is that they also take part in the mechanism of watches. Now then, I've seen these clocks, you see, with these rubies in them, and it's really remarkable why they just...
Well, I can only assume that Kenneth kept going till the whistle went because I couldn't hear a word he was saying. Kenneth, you got a point for speaking or mouthing when the whistle went. And you are now in second place, only 1 point behind our leader, Derek Nimmo. Sheila, will you begin the next round, please? The subject is hanging out the washing. Can you talk about that simple subject for 60 seconds, starting now?
Strangely enough, this is something that I do with enormous pleasure now that I live in the country, because I have an excuse to stand outside and still be working. I lift up my basket full of lovely, clean linen, and out I go into the garden, this beautiful, fresh, tangy, whiffy air hits me in the face. I get out the clothes pegs that I have bought from the local gypsy, and I lift up my husband's shirt and Ellie Jane's dresses, which now, instead of being smutty and polluted, are pristine and lovely. And I put them...
Derek Nimmo, chat.
Repetition of lovely.
Yes, oh. Sammy, your washing was lovely much earlier on.
It was a nice picture, though, wasn't it, for
it
a moment?
It was beautiful. We all want to go hang out our washing now.
Yeah.
The whiffy air appealed to me. I like that.
Hanging out the washing, Derek, 16 seconds, starting now.
That phrase for me will always remind me of Britain's finest hour, the dark days of the early part of the war. We'll hang out the washing on the Siegfried line if the ditto thingamabob is still there.
And what was your challenge, Peter?
Well, I anticipated repetition.
I think you were going to say repetition of ditto.
Well, he said...
Yeah, it's all right. No, he got out of it. You anticipated. Bad luck, Peter. Point to Derek. 4 seconds left. Hanging out the washing, Derek, starting.
Out I go with my clothes pegs in my hand.
Derek increased his lead at the end of that round, and Peter Jones begins the next round. The subject, Peter, is round robins.
No.
Can can you talk on them for just a minute, starting now?
Round robins appear at Christmas time, usually.
Hesitation. He was laughing while he was speaking.
No, I wasn't laughing.
You can laugh while you speak.
I'm not having that. If people are going to laugh and speak at the same time, we're all going to be in cloud cuckoo land.
Well, as long as you keep going, you can play this game in cloud cuckoo land, and half the time we are, I think. But the audience seem to enjoy it, so Peter has a point and 55 seconds to continue on round robins starting now.
And on cards with messages which people send to each other, they have red breasts during the winter months, but in the summer, the colour changes.
Deviation. The cards that people send to each other in the winter months have red breasts. What's he on about?
The round robins appear on them.
The robins have the red breasts. I think he established that quite clearly to my mind. But
well, if it was clear to
but
you
could
Nicholas,
have had
I think
him,
everyone
you...
understands it.
You could have had him on the fact that their breasts are still red in the summer. They don't change colour.
They do change colour.
They don't.
They don't.
They do. They're practically indistinguishable from sparrows in the summer.
Round robins is still with you, and there are 47 seconds left, starting...
There are also
now.
These messages that people send.
Sheila Hancock.
We've had messages.
No, we haven't.
A lady in the audience just said so.
She's not playing just a minute.
Well, we did.
It's going to be a fine thing if all the audience start challenging us.
Truly, Nick, you
yes,
said,
I did say, I must said... admit, I did say
well, all right, you did. There are 45 seconds for you, Sheila, on round robins, starting now.
I have two round robins that visit me on my clothesline. And very attractive they are, which is another reason why I like hanging out the washing. Because I say, hello, round robins, and how are you today? Is your breast fading?
Deserves a bonus for that wonderful line. We've got to give her one for that, but can the challenge before that?
Deviation, of course. Subject's round robins, not hanging out the washing. We've already had that.
Kenneth, she did repeat the word washing, so you have a point and 33
seconds.
You didn't
challenge me on that.
Yes, I did. Repetition. I said repetition was my challenge.
You
didn't
repeat
wrong. I did. Now, look here, Sheila. We cannot have people arguing with the chair.
3 seconds, Kenneth, on round robins, starting now.
Round robins are so called because no human being has yet lived to see a square one. I have to pause there. I haven't really stopped talking, but I have to pause because the audience laughed at their interrupting. My natural flow was there.
Yeah, all right, Derek's challenge as well.
Additional natural flow.
Kenneth, you have 19 seconds to continue on round robins, starting now.
Well, I don't really want to continue on terribly, but on the other hand, I feel it's incumbent upon
me. Right, if he doesn't want to, let me have it.
All right, Sheila. 7 seconds on round robin, starting now.
Robin Ray, however, is decidedly not round.
Peter Jones is challenged.
Well, Robin Ray is not round, she says herself, so it's but not talking about round robins.
Robins, it's devious. Perfectly well done.
Oh, that's a good one. There's a very good one. That's good one.
You're very good on the ball.
And you have 1.5 seconds on round robins, starting now.
Very nasty little birds they are.
Kenneth, your turn to begin. The subject that Ian Messiter has thought of for you, Capability Brown. Knowing your interest in historical personalities, would you talk about him for just a minute, starting now?
Well, his real name was Lancelot, and he laid out these gardens at Blenheim Palace. Well, this fellow was a duke, and he said, I'd like to brighten it up a bit, and a few bridges and lakes, the odd ornamental bush. He said, nice to have that, and it is all right. He said, I'll do it naturally. So that nothing artificial, so to speak, should intrude. And thus he was known for the naturalistic landscape garden as opposed to the formal or artificial one so popular in the other period which we were discussing, dealing with, of course, Louis of...
Derek Nimmer, you chat.
Hesitation.
Hesitation, deviation, and
I
everything.
Did say his real name was Lancelot.
Yes, I know. I can't give you a bonus point for that. Sorry. And nor will his descendants. Derek, you have the subject and a point in 17 seconds on Capability Brown, starting now.
He was very lucky, I think, to find himself during his formative years working at the Great Garden in Stowe under William Kent, perhaps underrated as a landscape gardener. And there he found for himself the first time he was able to make a ha ditto, if you see what I mean, because you can't say the second word.
Peter Jones, a challenge.
I don't think he should be allowed to say ditto.
Quite right. Yes. Very good point. Very
well
good
done,
point.
Peter. Quite good. Yes. Once again, got in with 1.5 seconds to go, starting now.
His brother was Inability Brown.
Well, I'm glad you got him.
He cultivated window boxes.
I'm glad you got him, Peter, if only to hear that last remark of yours. It's taken you into second place now, only 1 point behind our leader, Derek Nimmo. And Derek, your turn to begin. Oh, this is a lovely subject that Ian's thought of. Sheilas. Oh. And I believe we have one or two Australians in the audience, haven't we? Well, too good. Well, here we go, then. The subject, Sheilas, the 60 seconds you can talk on it now, Derek, starting now.
Apart from my splendid neighbour sitting next to me, Sheila does, in fact, conjure up for me the sight of those wonderful beaches in the Antipodes, those great bronze Sheilas with their round robins throbbing on Bondi Beach. How
brilliant! And who wins this challenge?
I was challenging on account of something I've now forgotten.
It was those lovely round robins that...
Oh, yes, that's right, deviation. They have nothing to do with Sheilas. That's what I was going to say.
I think Derek made a very good point for saying that they're very much an integral part of these lovely Sheilas that he sees out in the Antipodes. 45 seconds, Derek, on Sheilas, starting now.
Drinking their tubes of beer and they're eating their pavlova cake. Gosh, Sarah!
Peter Jones.
You don't drink tubes of beer.
Yes, you do in Australia.
Cans.
Yes, you do.
You drink the beer, but not cubes.
You drink a glass of beer. You don't drink the glass, do you, great clot? I told you was a great clot.
I will put it to the superior judgment and wisdom of our audience, because I'm obviously quite incapable.
No, I will retract. I'll take it back. I wish I'd never mentioned the word.
40 seconds for you, Derek, on Sheila, starting now.
And then, of course, there's Sheila Hancock. It has been my privilege to know her for these many years. And what a beautiful woman she has become. Mind you, she was a lovely girl. How a lovely Sheila, I can tell you.
Peter Jones, a chug.
How dare you?
Too lovely. She can't be too lovely. How dare you?
Peter, correct challenge that time. 30 seconds for you on Sheila's, starting now.
Well, I don't think this word is always very pleasant in Australia. I don't believe that the people there...
Kenneth Williams.
Deviation. This word, which I assumed was a Christian name, is now being used in very many senses, and I would like to be enlightened. What is it all about?
In Australia, a girl is often referred to as a Sheila.
What kind of girl?
I think Peter Jones was about to tell us. There are 23 seconds left, starting now.
Well, I haven't had a great deal of personal experience of this, you understand, but I do believe that it was rather old-fashioned, and the unsavory people who did refer to girls in this particular way were usually indicating that they were...
Sheila Hancock.
Repetition of girls.
Well, we need it for the explanation, dear. How are we going to find out?
A correct challenge to you, Sheila, because you can't repeat the words. And there are 5 seconds for you on Sheila's, starting now.
I happen to know many girls with the Christian name of Sheila. I think it must have been a very...
Sheila Hancock got the bonus point for speaking when the whistle went. At the end of that run, she's equal with Kenneth in second place behind our two equal leaders, Derek Nimmo and Peter Jones. And Sheila, it's your turn to begin. The subject, what is expected? That's a... some of the audience laughed then because Sheila is actually expecting a baby, so... she has just a minute to talk about it, starting now.
What I expect is either a little boy or a girl. Hopefully, because otherwise I would be pretty surprised. And it It is a lovely time to be living when you are waiting for this great lump to disappear in front of you. And it means that after that I won't have ribald comments from the rest of the panel, which I have had quite a few of today. Not necessarily during the programme, but before. However, everybody expects something of life, and I think you should go through wanting the best. Often we expect the worst, which is stupid because then it very often happens. I get up every morning and I try to say to myself, today is going to be the best day of my...
Oh, bad luck, Kenny.
Well, it was 2 days.
I know, yes.
Today, I said.
Today is going to be the best day. Oh, I see what you mean. Today is different today.
Today,
oh, you're right. Oh, I'm ever so sorry. Oh, you're absolutely right. I withdraw the challenge. I withdraw it.
You have a point, Sheila, for an incorrect challenge.
How much longer have I got to go on?
You've only got another 7 seconds. You've been going very, very well on what is expected starting now.
I will try to make it.
Repetition of try.
Yes,
you tried too hard. Bad luck. Yeah. Often happens when their flow gets interrupted, then they can't get going again. 5 seconds for you, Derek, on what is expected starting now.
What is expected on this program is that Brown should be capable, Robin should be round, the washing should be hung out.
Last 2 points that Derek gained, he has put himself back in the lead again at the end of the round. Peter's only 2 points behind, though, and Sheila and Kenneth aren't far behind that. And Peter, your turn to begin. The subject is moon dust. Can you talk on moon dust for just a minute, starting now?
What's happened to it? We haven't heard anything in the newspapers, on the radio or television about this substance which caused so much trouble and expense and the time they took getting it and bringing it back in the capsule. And then it was advertised as being sent to various universities all over the world, studied in laboratories by scientists. And I hoped that there would be some advantage to the human race in all this fuss and guffuffle that went on. But as far as I'm concerned, nothing has happened. The quality of the bread has steadily got worse. It still takes ages to get from Oxford Circus to Piccadilly. And why don't they do something about it?
Derek Nimmo's judge.
EVH, I don't think it was ever expected that moon dust would improve the underground system.
He made his point that such a wonderful discovery could really change our lives, and it's had little effect on Peter Jones's. So, Peter, you keep going with 14 seconds on moon dust, starting now.
I'd like them to start analysing it and really finding out...
Kenneth Williams.
Deviation. He's told us they've gone to 100 universities and laboratories, so obviously they are analysing it.
Well done, Kenneth. It was a correct challenge, and Kenneth has 9 seconds on moon dust starting now.
This is sprinkled in order to kill the wild elephants. Now, the only way to do it...
Peter Jones has challenged.
Well, it isn't. It's absolute rubbish. Of course it isn't.
No, you don't sprinkle it to kill the wild elephants.
It not allowed kill. To kill wild elephants, anyway.
Peter, you have another point, and you have... 4.5 seconds to continue on moon dust, starting now.
If they really worked at it, these people.
Derek Nimmo, chap.
Revolution of worked.
He did say worked before, so you have a point, and you have 1.5 seconds on moon dust, starting now.
Well, I would put the moon dust in a little dustbin and sweep it under a...
Well... We have, alas, no more time, as I warned you just a moment ago. And just to give you the final score, Kenneth Williams and Sheila Hancock finished equal in third place. They were a few points behind Peter Jones, who was, as you must have realized, 2 points behind this week's winner, once again, Derek Nimmo. Hope you've enjoyed listening to Just a Minute. From all of us, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by John Lloyd.